The camps around Sangat are not pleasant places. There are no fixed toilets, housing is just temporary, and overcrowding is common. People are here from countries across Africa and the Middle East, from Nigeria and Cameroon to Eritrea, Somalia, and Yemen. But these camps are not in Africa. They are in northern France. Some of their residents are refugees, but all are trying desperately to find a way into the UK. They are dreaming of a land of opportunity, where they can settle, work, and build a future. That will probably be an impossible dream. The authorities will turn most away. But for the authorities, it is like fighting the tide. These people return again and again. Across the English Channel, the steady increase in the numbers of would-be immigrants has prompted renewed debate. Should the UK continue to accept immigration? And if so, from where? Which groups of immigrants and why? However, the UK is not alone. Many European nations are struggling with the same questions. In Italy and Spain, immigration issues have begun to dominate politics. Moreover, they are now central to political debate in France, the Netherlands, Denmark, and Sweden, too. Across the Atlantic, immigration is also a growing political issue in the United States, as people from Latin America move north. Although bigger fences are being built and more border security provided, both political parties admit that these measures are insufficient. Clearly, something needs to be done. But what? The topic of immigration usually provokes emotional reactions. Yet our response requires clear heads and an open discussion. To begin with, we need to admit that most immigrants are not trying to get jobs at the expense of workers in rich countries. They are trying to find work in countries that are suffering from shortages of skilled and unskilled labor and are graying rapidly. That is clearly the case in Ireland, Italy, and Spain. The number of young people is decreasing. Those that remain are reluctant to do the difficult and dirty jobs that the young and poor have traditionally performed. Across the global north, immigrants are increasingly essential in the care of the elderly and in waste disposal. Furthermore, it seems obvious that without fresh members of society, nations would be weaker, not stronger. In the short run, immigration solves labor shortages. In the long run, immigration will lead to more tax revenue. Right-wing politicians in the North often unfairly attack immigrants as people who only wish to gain an easy life from government welfare. But such descriptions are usually far from correct. Grateful immigrants often work longer, harder, and for less reward than those around them. Immigrants bring fresh perspectives to any society. Historically, this has usually been viewed positively. Years later, the new arrivals often turn out to have brought not just their energy, but different skills and capabilities. Since the world has become increasingly globalized, such skills are even more advantageous. It is easy to adopt limited nationalistic viewpoints, in which the views and opinions of outsiders are considered negatively, as if they might take something away from the majority. However, this is not a zero-sum game. Immigration, far from undermining societies, in fact, tends to strengthen them. What seems to be at issue is not change itself, for society is always changing, but the pace of change. The possibilities of travel and movement in the 21st century are far greater than in earlier times, and the numbers of immigrants have grown correspondingly. Moreover, rapid population growth, which occurred in the developed countries in the 19th century and led to large-scale migration, is today a phenomenon of the global south. Thus, it is from this region that most migrants originate today. Overcrowding and international transport have combined to produce the present situation, where millions of people are on the move. In the face of these changed global circumstances, we can close our doors, pretend that the wider world is not relevant, and prepare for isolation. Or we can admit that the modern world is highly interconnected. That means anticipating and welcoming some kinds of immigration. How a society treats its immigrants is one way to judge how it will be treated by others in the international arena. A nation which rejects them will be rejected in turn. Nobody can pretend that immigration does not present challenges. It can be neither prevented nor ignored. We should accept immigration and manage it to our advantage.